Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably, and you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am the smart. I am the smart. S-M-R-T. I mean, S-M-A-R-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after. Thanks very much for hanging around with me today. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. If you've been listening already, well, that makes you a highly intelligent individual. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter, which comes on Sunday every week by email. Get you ready for the week ahead. And you can check out our blog there at the homepage. Or you can go directly to the blog by going to jimsblog.biz. And that's where you can find all the things we've done recently, right up front, easy to find. And if you don't want to come get the blog, we'll send it to you. All you got to do is subscribe. You can do that right there on the blog page. Stephanie Winston is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. She's back. She's the founder and director of the Organizing Principle, which is a consulting firm focusing on getting organized. And she came. She was on the show before. She tried to get me organized. It was such an effort. She's had to rest for a while. But she's back now to talk to us about getting us organized. Her books, by the way, which include Getting Organized, the new one I'm holding in my hand, and Organized for Success, have sold about 1 million copies, ladies and gentlemen. That tells you we're talking about a highly successful set of books and a very smart author. Stephanie, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you, Jim. I remember our previous interview with a lot of pleasure. We had a lot of fun.
Well, we had a lot of fun. I'm not sure that, you know, as good as you are at organizing, I think you found me maybe a little bit of a challenge there, Stephanie, as
well,
I remember.
Well, you know what, Jim? It's really interesting is that many, many people find it difficult to get organized for two main reasons. One is they just have too much going on in this day and age.
That's the story I'm sticking to, Stephanie.
Well, that's the reason. But you know what, Jim? It's really, really true is that organization doesn't always come naturally to everybody. So Office Depot and I have joined up to have become a team, and we have developed the 5-day office makeover plan that will help launch your organizing program in less than 30 minutes a day for 5 days. Would you like to be, you know, would you like to really put your toe into this water?
I'll give it a try, but it sounds like it might hurt.
Oh, golly, no, I promise.
You promise? I'm not going to
really
need any kind of drugs for this or anything, am I?
No, it's not going to be. You're not going to need Novocaine or no root canals involved.
How about Vicodin? You got a Vicodin or anything? I've heard that's good for you. What's the first day? What do we do on the first day?
Well, first of all, let me back up. Let me roll back just a little bit and then talk about three key elements that are necessary to conquer clutter. And then we will go to the first day and begin to really hopefully get you organized.
Right.
First of all, in this day and age that we have gotten so concerned about identity theft, that the first thing you want to do is throw away all that stuff that you don't need. We're talking about paper. And by the way, Jim, we can have a discussion about email, too. But let me stick with paper for the moment, okay? So throw away all that stuff. And what I would suggest is a nice shredder. There's a desk side model, nice one, called the Ativa.
I'm going to have the heavy-duty one.
Well, then you get the heavy-duty shredder.
For all of my paper.
You know what you want to shred? You want to shred all that personal identification material. You want to shred, you know, all those credit card, millions of credit card applications that you get, your old bank materials, all that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, if some kind of a bad guy got it, you just wouldn't want them to have it. So that would be the first step. The second key.
Can I throw in a shredding idea here?
Absolutely.
There are people, we have met them, there are people who literally make their living shredding things.
Really? I hadn't heard about that.
They have trucks, and they come to your office, they bring this stuff out, and they'll give you two different prices. One is to shred it on your property.
Yeah.
And the other is to trust them to take it back and shred it somewhere else all at the same time, and two different prices. But my point is, is that's what if you have a big job,
yeah.
I think you should have, when we have a little shredder for the little jobs. But I worry sometimes that people have such a big job that they don't get it done because they don't want to buy a $2,000 shredder.
Right, right.
So what I'm saying is there's a 1-2 punch you can go with there. The regular shredder, like you can buy at Office Depot, that can take care of most of your jobs. But if you've been like we have been in the past, if you got a big job, find those people to come and get the big jobs out of the way.
Well, I think that is a very, very helpful thing. And I think when you're talking, and I agree with you, that when you're talking about just yourself sitting at your desk, then sure, a nice desk side shredder will absolutely do the job. But when you're talking about your whole office and whole business, then you are the small business advocate, and I think that makes a great, great deal of sense to me.
Right.
Let me go to my next thing then here, my next key thing, which is...
Stephanie,
I'm gonna have you
hold on to that thought.
Absolutely.
We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back. We're going to go to that next thing Stephanie has on her mind. 20 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Stephanie Winston is getting us organized.
Say what you see, bitch, but don't ask me why. Taking the
place. Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Stephanie Winston. She's the author of Getting Organized and Organized for Success. Two very successful books on organization, and we're talking about how to get us all organized a little bit better. Stephanie, I had to stop you because we went to a break. You were about to say something.
Well, yes, and we were talking about our three key things to get launched on getting organized.
Right.
And the first one, just to recap real fast, is to throw away all that stuff. Here is now our second one, and we'll be talking about this, Jim, at one of our later shows in detail. Real important point, though, I'd like to get in right now, which is use your planner, not your memory, which is, you know what we all tend to do? We write stuff on yellow stickies and we festoon our desk and our computer. Instead, pull all that material together, and here's the key. You can use a PDA or you can use the paper-based planner such as the Franklin Covey, good line.
Right.
But here's Mission Central. Pull all that material into one place. It'll make a huge difference. And now I want to go to the third key, and this is what is going to change your life. It's going to slim down all those piles on your desk. And I call this the TRAS system, TRAS. And, you know, Jim, clutter, desk clutter, is simply decisions that you haven't made yet. So once you have a surefire strategy that can yield big payoffs, then this is going to make a huge difference in your life. Shall I go over what the TRAS system is?
Absolutely.
And then I'd love to kick around ideas
Let's
and specifics.
Do it.
And okay. There are really, you know, I'm sure everyone has heard the phrase, a classic phrase, handle each piece of paper only once, which is a very good idea. But you know what? That phrase doesn't tell you how to handle them.
Mm-hmm.
And the good news is there are only four decisions you can make. You can, this is the best strategy I know to get your piles down, you can throw the document away. That's a T.
Mm-hmm.
You can what I call refer it. And refer simply means you're going to discuss it with another person. You're going to pass it along to another person. There's another person involved. That's an R. The A is action, a personal task that you have to complete. And F is filing. And on one of our later shows, we'll be talking in more detail about filing. But once you know that these are your options, toss, refer, act, and file the TRAS system, that it makes a huge difference in how you approach all that stuff.
Well, exactly. And you know, I'm trying to think of, for me, I think I'm in, I kind of do things in the reverse order.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean that the trash is the last thing I do. And that's the problem, isn't it?
It is indeed.
Well, see, here's the thing. How do you take into consideration what you're saying when you're dealing with somebody who's a pack rat?
Well, you know, it's funny, and this is where I
see,
think a
you,
lot of...
Now, you understand the motivation of a pack rat, don't you? You know why they're pack rats, don't you?
Well, you tell me, because you're a pack rat.
It's not because they, you know, worried that they're not going to have, you know, enough food one day or anything like that.
Nuts for the winter.
Yeah. It's a pack rat just has this feeling that we're going to need this sometime. I may need that. This is really good. Something good. You know, maybe it's a quote from somebody that I might use on the show or whatever it might be. And I think, you know what? I'm sure I'm going to need this one of these days. Well, that's what happens.
Well, let me ask you something, Jim, because I'm a big believer in throwing away when you should, but I'm also a big believer in holding on to what could be, you know, valuable, and I certainly would not want to try to, you know, in any way coerce you to throw something away that you might need. But let me ask you this: in your present system, can you find that?
I don't think we can call it a system.
Okay, then let's not call in your present situation. That's
yes,
a more neutral
better.
Term. Well, let's say that you do come across a quote that you like. Can you actually retrieve that quote?
Probably not.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yes. No, actually, I probably can. It just takes me too long to find it.
Okay. Well, see, now let me give you a few suggestions and our listeners a few suggestions about this, because I believe truly that if you need it or you really might need it, seriously, you know, then by all means keep it. But here's the thing, that what you need to do in a case like that, let me give you two specific suggestions, one for more stuff that you know that you might only need for no more than a week or so and long term that you might need. So let's say, for example, we all get in this stuff and we want to hold on to it. Well, I need it for maybe a week, maybe the FedEx, just to make sure the FedEx got delivered. I want to keep hold of the slip or an office announcement that's only good for a week or so, or, you know, that kind of stuff. What I recommend is something that I call the Friday drawer, and it could be Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, but I like Friday. And what that means is that you have a drawer, could be a desk drawer, could be a basket, or a file folder, and those things that you just might want to keep for a week or so, put them there, and mm-hmm. then each Friday, and just Friday's a good day because it's the end of the week, look through your Friday drawer, your accumulation for
the
last week.
See if you still feel the same way about it.
Pardon me?
See if you still feel the same
exactly.
way about it.
Exactly. That's exactly the point. See if you still feel the same way. My mm-hmm. guess is you can throw away two-thirds,
see,
three-quarters
that's, now that's,
of it.
That's an excellent idea because, see, that's what happens to me.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'll look at something and I'll think, you know, this is genius. This is like worth $1 million. I better hang on to this.
Right.
And a couple of days later, I'm looking at it and I'm saying, why did I keep this?
Exactly. I have that all the time. And that's
why you do
I
too?
Do that myself.
It's
yeah.
not just me.
It is so much not you, because it's so funny that story you just told, because I just found something the other day that I came across, you know, in my Friday drawer that I'd saved for the preceding week. Say, oh, God, this is so great. And then I look at it and say, what?
Well, and then,
I threw it away.
But then the people around here who helped me out, you know, they have this thing where I'll say, what did we do with so-and-so? And they'll uh-huh. say, well, we threw that out. And I'll say, but I wanted that. I needed that. And so,
well, and that's really
and
okay.
You know what? And you know what? You know what they tell me, don't you, Stephanie?
Yeah.
Get over it. That's the kind of respect I get around here.
From
stand
your,
by. Quick
folks.
Quick break, 10 minutes till. I'm Jim Lessingame. Stephanie Winston is our guest. We're getting organized. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Good night. Now it's time to go home. And he makes it fast with one more thing.
We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Stephanie Winston. She's trying to help us get organized. She's about exhausted trying to help me get organized. She's the author of Getting Organized and Organized for Success, both books. So something under 1 billion copies worldwide. And but actually more like about 1 million.
Yeah, I was going to say, I like that B in there, right?
Congratulations. Yeah, from my mouth to God's ears, right, Stephanie?
Right.
Give us the website and tell us how we can find out more about your books.
Well, absolutely. First of all, the website. This is where folks, our listeners, can download the 5-day office makeover plan that Office
right.
Depot and I have put together at free. And the website is officedepot.com/getorganized. And my books are available at your local bookstore, the big ones, you know, the big chains, plus online. And they're all available, and I hope our listeners enjoy them.
Now, by the way, I'm holding your Getting Organized books. That's the newer one, right?
Right, it is. And that is the third edition, completely updated, digitized for the current world.
I got one complaint.
What is that?
Your picture's not on it.
Oh, you know,
you need
Jim,
to tell
I need
the publisher.
I don't have a great picture. I need a new one.
You need to tell the publisher that they'd sell a million more books if they put your picture on the book.
Well, thank you. I will do that.
Tell them I said that. You know, Stephanie, mm-hmm. I'm looking at this drawing of a really unorganized desk that you
right.
use as your example in the 5-day makeover plan
right.
that you talked about, and my feelings are hurt a little bit because it looks better than my desk does. And it's what you're showing up as an example of a clutter. I don't have the umbrella sticking out of the drawer. Other than that, mine looks worse than this.
Well, you know what, Jim, and I know our listeners are small business folks, and that, well, this is something you and I were talking about in one of the breaks, is that in the old days, people used to have, if I can dare say the word, secretaries,
yeah. And
then somehow that all got swept away with the reengineering and the computerization of the workplace. But you know what? I agree that a person, an assistant's job should be as broad as they can handle, but those functions of helping you go through the paper and the email, helping you make some decisions, helping you with your calendar, those functions don't go away. And I would like to recommend to you personally and to our listeners that, you know, if they can, you know, if the resources are there, that the cost benefit of having even a person whose part-time job is to assist you personally with the management of your own desk and office is, I cannot begin to tell you the value of
it's
that.
It's the only way I'll survive.
It is.
Stephanie. And the thing is, you're talking about the secretary thing. Just because...
Mm-hmm.
There are really not any secretaries anymore,
mm-hmm.
apparently. Doesn't mean that there isn't still secretarial work that needs to be done.
Oh, and that is such an important point. And somehow or other, that got lost in the shuffle. I don't
right.
know why.
Well, I'll tell you, I won't make it without some help. I mean, I can't do this. I can do most things by myself. This is mm-hmm. one thing I can't do by myself.
And you know what? I don't think you should try, because I believe that your skills, that your personal skills go in a different direction. And for you to be acting as your own assistant, your own secretary, is not a good use of time.
It's unproductive, isn't it?
It is extremely
I'm not making a joke here, folks. I'm serious about this. We've been having a lot of fun today with this, but seriously, if you are a micropreneur, you're the only person in the shop. You might if you're having an organizational situation here, a breakdown as I have had, you need to hire somebody to come in part time and mm-hmm. get you organized.
And I have to back that 1,000%. And you'll find the value of that multiplying your time just exponentially.
Mm-hmm. And there are people who will do that, aren't there? I mean, there are people who will come in once a day, once a week, twice a week, whatever.
Twice a week, a few hours a week, you know, whatever you can manage. And you might want to go online or in your local neighborhood, a retired person or a young, you know, mother with a young family. You'd love to have a few hours a week of outside work and get away from the kids for a few hours, you know. I think, you know, that you can find a lot of resources in your own community.
Now, this is called Shape Up with Your Office with the Office Depot 5-Day Office Makeover Plan. They can go to your website and get the and download this, right? It's PDF.
Right, that is real quick, officedepot.com/get-organized, and it is no charge.
It's free. And the books, of course,
free.
Are wherever books are sold. Stephanie, you're going to be back. We're going to talk some more about getting organized. We're going to move over in the next interview, and we're going to talk about, what's the next one? The next one is...
Well, I think the next one is your to-do list, getting things done.
To-do list.
Yes.
Now you stopped preaching and started meddling, Stephanie. Hey, thanks for being here, Stephanie. We'll see you next time.
Thank you, Jim. Bye-bye.
It's called Getting Organized. That's the new book, revised and updated, and very successful books by Stephanie Winston. I encourage you to check them out. I got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you. I'll be back on the other side of the news. Whatever you do, don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.